Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the subject of chinuch. And this Besiyata Dishmaya is the eighth shiur in the series. And Baruch Hashem, we've already seen the flaws, and we have a lot more in flaws in Taurus Hashem to see. So it's very, very exciting, Baruch Hashem. In the previous Shi'ur, we saw the Rashba in Megillah, who wrote some difficult words, which we'd like to interpret now. The Rashba is dealing with the Kasha of Tosfos, that according to the Rabbonon, a cotton isn't motzi others yidei chovasan b'Megillah. And that's Megillah Yotes Amud Beis, nor in Halel, that's Sukkah Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. But benching, brachas chaf amud beis, a katan, according to the way some Rishonim learn, even a ben katan can be motzi his father, the gadol, if they both ate a shil dirabonon. So the Rashba writes, v'linir d'chol shekir mitzvah mit rabonon ke megillah v'halel, chamira u'mitzvah schinuch kilutfei. If the ikar mitzvah is dirabonon, like megillah and halel, that's more chamul, and chinuch is more kal. And therefore, a cotton can be mitzi a gadol. Aval bilchas hamazon, the ikra deoiraisa. The birchas hamazon, which is primarily deoiraisa, ela shechmiru lekezayis v'lechabeitza. But just the rabbis were machmir, and they said that you have to bench, even on a kezayis, even on a kebeitza, even if it's not kidei sviya. That's the chumrah of the chachomim. They were machmir in less than a shear for the times that you actually ate a shear. So to a cotton that reached the age of chinuch, which is lechumra, leharagiloi koidim zmanoi, kedei shiyehe rogil b'mitzvahs kshagiyah zmanoi, that a cotton who reaches the age of chinuch, which is a chumra, to accustom him before the proper time, in order that he should be accustomed to keeping mitzvahs. When the time comes, kinyan shekasuv chanoich lenar al pitarko gam ki yaskin lo yosul mimenu, like it says in the pasuk, educate a child according to his way, even when he gets old, he will not veer from this chinuch. Hilkach dinu de mapiklei. Therefore, the din is that a katan is moitzi. The chad gavna ninu kanal. Because it's the same. In other words, birchas hamozon is a chumro, kezayis and kebeitza, and cotton is a chumra that we're magil him in mitzvahs koidim zmanai. So the cotton who has a chumra to bench can be moitzi the gadol who has a chumra to bench. But adin de rabbonon is chamul, whereas chinuch is kal, and therefore when it comes to Megillah and Halel, which are dinim de rabbonon, a cotton can't be moitzi a gadol. So we want to understand, why is mitzvahs chinuch kal? Why is it not chamul? And therefore a cotton can't be moitzi a gadol. What's the kula? What's the chumra? And why is that mashpia on his ability to be moitzi others? And we also have to understand this tzushtel that the Rashba makes between chiyuv cotton b'chinuch and the chumra of birkas hamazon. It's all the same. It's in the same sadna d'arachadhu. It's the same category. The din of chinuch, together with the din of benching. They're in the same category, and therefore a cotton can be moitzi. What does that mean? Ma kesher bein chinuch bein birkas hamazon. So that's where we concluded the previous shi'ur. V'achshav anachnu nitkadem hala. Az omer moren v'rabenu zecher tzadik levracha. Ulefi ma shekatavti yesh lomar. Desvir aleilei ha'rashbo kimevur behemshech dvorov. What the Rashba means is, as he explains later on, that even though a katan himself is mechuyev b'mitzvahs, it's not a chiyuv of this mitzvah or that mitzvah. Rather, it's a general chiyuv to be margil himself in mitzvahs. It's not a chiyuv proti on this specific mitzvah. It's a general chiyuv to accustom himself to doing mitzvahs. Because even though it's shaykh to have a chiyuv by a katan, klapei chiyuvei ha-mitzvahs, when it comes to chiyuvei mitzvahs that the Torah patered a katan, the Torah absolved the katan, even though he has a sibas ha-chiyuv in principle, because he's part of Klal Yisrael, a katan is part of Klal Yisrael, so there's a sibas ha-chiyuv to mechayiv him in mitzvahs like other Jews. It's not shaykh that the Rabbonon are going to be mechayiv a katan if the Torah wasn't mechayiv a katan. As we saw in the previous shiur from the Ramban. So on this specific mitzvah, there can be no chiyuv for the katan. But there can be a chiyuv of lahargiloi, which is an inyan bifnei atzma. No, it's not me'etzem chiyuv on mitzvahs. It's an inyan bifnei atzma. Lahargilo, often bofen klali, to accustom him. Regular, to make him regular, to make him accustomed to keeping mitzvahs. There the Rabbanan can be mechayiv him. The Torah didn't pater him from that, specifically. The Torah patterned him from keeping mitzvahs, from wearing tefillin, from wearing tzitzis. And the Rabbanan say, all right, we want to be margil you in the mitzvah. That's an andrezach, that the Torah wasn't, it's not a din in tzitzis, it's a din in hergel. And that's what the Rashba calls kilotfei, it's more kal. In other words, it's not a chiyuv proti on this mitzvah, which is a chiyuv yashir ala mitzvah. It's a direct chiyuv, and it's more chamur. But rather, it's just part of the general chiyuv of lehischanich b'mitzvahs, through which every mitzvah is one detail of the klal. It's a klal of la'argilo b'mitzvahs, l'schanich b'mitzvahs. And therefore it's more kal. It's not a chiyuv yashir on the mitzvah. And because that's the geder ha-chiyuv, that it's not a chiyuv on this specific mitzvah. It's a chiyuv klali, the meila katan can be motzi a gadol, in halal and megillah. Because a gadol has a chiyuv on halal and megillah, and a katan has a chiyuv of hergel mitzvahs, which is expressed by him saying halal and megillah. It's an ander azach in ganzen, so he can't be motzi a gadol. He's not mechuyev in halal and megillah. He's mechuyev in chinuch. Doesn't work that he should be motzi others. It's a different sug. But by Birchas HaMazon, that's a chiyuv bifnei atzma. That's an independent chiyuv when we bench even after a kezayis or a kebetza. So memela katan, who also has a special chumrah, it's also a sug bifnei atzma. It's a different mahalach of a mitzvah. So a katan can be motzi a gadol. A gadol isn't chayiv in benching befrat. A gadol is chayiv in a special chumrah. So the Rashba says, a katan is also chayiv in a special chumrah. His chumrah is that he should be margil himself in mitzvahs. And the gadol's chumrah is that he should bench even on a kleine shir, not a shir svir. But sof kol sof, they're both machmirim. And the mele, the katan, is in the same sug as the gadol, and he can be motzi the gadol. Firtois the Rashbe, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Shari Hacha, Ainu Taima, Mishum Daf Tanim, Oyu Besafek, Vchule. And that's how he concludes. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Kadin can be Motzi, a Gadol, and Megillah, holds because the Kadin has the same Sug Chiyuv. Because he was Boise on Nais. So his Chiyuv is to commemorate the Nais, just like the Gadol. Memele can be Motzi, the Gadol, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even in Megillah. Gewaldig. Ishtanu bei Yadayim, mir hoben in hand, a pshat in Rashba. Ze siba lirkod ala gagot. Tanzen oif in dach, as they say in Spanish. Baruch Hashem. Weiter. the Yerushalmi, Brachos Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, says Ayin Sham, that a katan is not motzi others in Birkas HaMazon. And the reason is because the whole reason that a katan has to bench is kedei lechanchoi. And based on what we explain, it would appear that what the Yerushalmi means is shekol she'amru b'katan u'kedei lechanchoi. What that means is that all we said by the katan, by benching, is to be mechanichim, is to be mafkia, to preclude from what one might think that in the mitzvah chinuch of a katan there's a chiyuv ha-mitzvah, a mitzvah atzma. And then he's considered mechuyiv bedavar. Either it's the chiyuv of the father, like we saw in Tesvis, or it's the chiyuv of himself, like we saw in the Ran. No. Even though they're mechayiv the katan, it's only a chiyuv kedei lechanchoi. Lechanchoi lebemitzvis. And it's not a chiyuv shel mitzvah atzma. Shebezek heven shein mechuyiv בדבר מצד עצם המצווה, אבל איבא כן המחויב בדבר של דעס ושם לא מגן ברכס המזן, סיום שם, he says, even by benching, the cotton can't be motzi the gadol. Why? Because the cotton is not considered מחויב בדבר. אבל לא יקן לדעס הבבלי. According to the Bavli, a cotton can be motzi a gadol if they both ate a if the gadol ate a shir kezais. Like we saw the explanation in the Rashba. So according to the Yerushal, according to the Bavli, it's the same Sug Chiyuv. They're both Machmirim. The Gedolim are Machmir, even on a Kezayis, even on a Kabetzah. Ketanim are Machmir, Lagilim and Mitzvahs. And according to the Yerushalmi, it's a different Sug Chiyuv. Gedolim are Chayiv in benching, Ketanim are not Chayiv in benching. Gevaldik. V'yesh laharich. The Rosh in the Tshuvis in Klal Dalet Simen Chof Aleph writes Ve'af agav the cotton she'egiyah l'chinuch m'chuyev mid'rabonon eino poireis al shema shayni chiyuv ha'cotton de'eino yele l'chanchoy ha'cotton who reached the age of chinuch, is mechuyev, midrabanan, but he still can't be poireis al shema, to say the parts of davening on behalf of the tzibur. Birchas kriya shema v'chule. Why? Because the chiyuv of the katan is only kedei lechanchoi. The Rosh doesn't say that he himself isn't mechuyev. He writes, the chiyuv is kedei lechanchoi. And therefore, vis-a-vis those who are chayiv in the mitzvah, he's considered eino mechuyiv bedavar, like we see in the Yerushalmi. He's kedei lechanchoi, and there, be'etzem ha-mitzvah. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will see a Yisoid Gadol at the two dinim and mitzvahs chinuch, and we will see Neflos Gedolos Miteras Hashem. Please stay tuned. This was amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.